Let's get back to the action on the Keystone Kickoff Show. Brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network. Get the best Penn State sports news and analysis at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com or download the Keystone Sports app from your smartphone.
We are back. It's quarter number three of the Keystone Kickoff Show. Dustin Hockenspeth and Greg Pickle coming to you from the Labatt Blue Studio. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Bleed blue and white. Drink blue and light. We heard from James Franklin just a few moments ago about the depth of the program, and that was a good time, I thought, to, you know, look back at 5 years and where the depth has come from and where it's at right now. You can take it for granted. You can have questions about what Penn State's got. That's the nature of college football this time of year. But without a doubt, Penn State in a much, much, much more stable place, in a position where they can make a run for a lot of things if all things go well for them. So we ended that segment talking about the defense and it being ahead of the offense, but the offense perhaps starting to close the gap a little bit. Obviously, starting at the quarterback position, which we don't yet know for sure who the starter is going to be. We have a pretty good idea who that's going to be. But James Franklin also got into a couple different parts of the quarterback competition. So we'll start with that right there. Penn State and its quarterbacks, here from James Franklin.
We're going to get through the installs first and then just kind of go from there. But obviously we're evaluating everything. I think both Clifford and Levis are doing some really nice things. The two young kids are starting to get more comfortable too. So, you know, we've been pleased, but we haven't had one discussion yet as a staff on making decisions.
Greg, do you buy that there's been no conversation about who's winning the starting quarterback position?
I mean, no, of course not. I mean, in terms of have they sat down, and I mean, they have those conversations daily. They grade everything at practice, then they sit in meetings and discuss those things. So, you know, is there obviously one guy has to be in front of the other guy or they're tied? Yeah, I mean, they know that. But what advantage is there if you're James Franklin to reveal that information at this point of camp? And look, we all talked about it before. I think there's no question that we want all the information we could get, both us as media, fans, etc. But in a case like this, when you're still a little bit away, time away from the opener, I mean, let those guys keep going after it. Don't let one guy get maybe in a spot where he feels comfortable and then he gets bored's not the right word, but, you know, maybe it takes his foot off the gas pedal a little bit. And conversely,
Despondent's
a good word, yes. And don't let the other guy get into a place where he feels like hope is lost. I mean, I'm pretty sure these guys, you know, are obviously smart and know where they stand when it comes to who's, you know, leading that battle. But there's no great reason, you know, to make that decision until you have to, really. Now, the last quarterback battle, James Franklin announced it during the week before camp, was the last week of camp, but right before the first week of the season. So
right.
We'll see how it plays out this time around. But I mean, in all honesty, Sean Clifford's been acting like a leader since the end of the Citrus Bowl. You know, every time he's talked to the media this offseason, and every time his teammates have talked about him, you've really got the sense that this kid has been sort of the one driving the ship for the Nittany Lions. So to think that, he's going to, gain any extra respect or something like that by being named the starting quarterback. I mean, yeah, will he get a little bit? Sure. But I think that he's already kind of been in that catbird seat for quite some time now.
Yeah, and I would agree that there's not much to gain for James Franklin to be like, oh, yeah, Will Levis, no shot, no prayer here. But I don't know. I mean, I guess in that moment, you deflect however you need to deflect in order to not be put yourself in that position. But to say you haven't had a conversation about, you know, the most important position on your roster and who might be ahead, it's just clearly not true. But, you know, I think in this case, as you alluded to there, actions speak a lot louder than words. And I think, you know, if you were to be behind the scenes and seeing who is getting a bulk of the first team reps and who's you know, like Sean Clifford behaving like a leader and being referred to as a leader, all the information you need is out there just without a formal announcement. All right. So one of the interesting things about this job is that whoever gets it is going to be the first time for a lot of things. So there's going to be a lot of firsts. And James Franklin talked about just what it requires to make the jump from practicing as a number one quarterback to playing like a number one quarterback and all the hoops you got to jump through.
Well, I think there's a difference between you know, getting reps in practice and talking about situational football, how much we spend, you know, time talking about 4 minute, 2 minute, drive starters, you know, earned first downs, kind of how they all play out differently and the things that factor into it. I think there's a difference between talking about all those things and doing it in practice. It's another being comfortable enough that you're just not out there in a stadium, in Beaver Stadium, just running plays, that you understand, you know, why we're running the play. You know, if it's third and eight and we're across the 50, how that's different than compared to third and eight on the minus 30-yard line and things like that. And I think early on, there's just so many things going through your mind in terms of the play, the defense, that the situation that you're in doesn't always factor in. You want to get to the point where you know the play without even thinking about it. You can identify the defense and then have a really good awareness of what situation we're in. So to me, that's the big step. There's that one step where the game slows down to you when you can start to anticipate what the defense is going to do. And I think the next step in developing is really understanding situational football and kind of how to manage those things.
So there's a lot there. And, you know, the average fan and you know, we watching football from afar, you understand, you know that there's a lot on the quarterback's shoulders. But I think, you know, that was a good look at the way that the coaching staff use things and some of the ins and the outs of how they're preparing and what situations are like. You can use your imagination when you hear James Franklin talk there about how they're preparing for all the different situations he's describing. And not that, you know, it's anything groundbreaking, but to think in terms of, you know, drive starters, like the kinds of plays you're going to call to try to get a drive up off the ground and start to get a rhythm going, positions on the field and what's going on there. But ultimately, you know, my big thought is, you know, quarterbacks are going to be an extension of the coaching staff on the field. And in order to become an extension of the coaching staff, you have to graduate from practice reps to experience. And that's going to be the process in the early part of the year. I think Sean Clifford is equipped physically, mentally, competitively. I think he's equipped to make that transition pretty well. And Penn State is fortunate, you know, I say fortunate, but most teams in college football are setting things up on their schedule so they can start to find themselves early in the year and make some money, I think is the bigger thing. So Penn State's got this chance to break these guys in, but that's just an interesting look at what it's going to take for these guys to actually succeed.
Yeah, no doubt. I mean, again, Trace McSorley was sort of automatic with a lot of these things, and he was often at a point where he was thinking in tandem with, if not at times a step ahead of Joe Moorhead or Ricky Ronnie or James Franklin. And now you have two younger guys, obviously, who are not going to have that game experience, not going to have that wherewithal in every situation they see. And quite frankly, they're going to come across scenarios in games where they haven't ever experienced something like it before, whether it's at the college level or even at the high school level. So, yeah, there's going to be some growing pains. And it's not just the quarterbacks who are going to be in that conversation. It's the two new starting offensive linemen will feel that way. The new starting safety will feel that way. You just have to hope that the athleticism and the talent shines through in the end to make up for the mistakes. And we saw that sometimes with Micah Parsons in 2018, and it worked out pretty darn well as he ended up leading the team in tackles, the first Penn State freshman to ever do that. So I just think when it comes to how they evaluate the quarterbacks, and the reason that Sean Clifford's a little bit ahead is that he has more experience in these instances because he's seen more. He's been on campus longer, even though he doesn't have that many game snaps. He has a ton of practice snaps. He has a ton of, opportunity to stand on the sideline and listen into those conversations between Trace McSorley and Joe Moorhead and Ricky Ronnie and the receivers and all that. So he has more of a knowledge bank at this point than Will Levis does. And there's no way to not include that in any conversation about this battle as we get closer to a starter being named.
Yeah, well, we'll see if we hear the actual starter at some point this week as we look ahead to the season opener against Idaho on August 31st. But a lot on their shoulders, and you wonder, okay, what's the offense going to look? Are they going to go more conservative? Are they going to go more run heavy? But there's also, you know, we also don't know what the backfield is going to look like. You don't know how the wide receiver rotation is going to look just yet. So there's some stuff that's going to need to be answered, some promise for sure, including Sean Clifford. I think he's going to run the offense well, but he's going to have to grow into that. It's the Keystone Kickoff Show. We're talking Penn State football. Hearing from James Franklin on some of the hot topics for Penn State going into the final stages here of training camp, looking ahead to the season opener against Idaho. Our good friends at GoPSURV.com have been looking ahead to the season opener for quite a while now. For that Idaho game, they're giving away a prize for the best Penn State tailgate, so be aware of that. Buffalo night game week two. That is a fun weekend to get the ultimate tailgating experience from GoPSURV.com. You show up there on Friday, you rent an RV through a weekend, you get that tailgate feel in their lot. You get a shuttle to Beaver Stadium and back. You can tailgate there as well. So when we say it's the ultimate tailgating experience, it is the ultimate tailgating experience. Our friend Mark at GoPSURV.com has also extended the free 409 tailgate meal to August 30th. Every member of your party, if you rent between now and August 30th, that'll include, you know, the season opener for Idaho, gets a free meal included. So one less thing to worry about already, not a whole lot to worry about. You can check it all out at GoPSURV.com. One more James Franklin quote to get to for now, then we'll circle back to the offensive line, some more offensive themes after that. The safety competition, the guys who are involved there, Garrett Taylor, your projected starter, and then the three guys competing for that other job. James Franklin touched on all that.
Good. You know, our conversation the other day as a staff is we think we got, you know, probably, you know, better depth there than we've had in the past in terms of four guys that we feel really good about. I think Wade's had a really good camp. I think Sutherland's had a really good camp. I think Brisker's had a really good camp. And then you guys, you know, you'll see GT, and not only is he a veteran and played a lot of football for us, but, you know, great leader, very mature, but you're also going to see he's changed his body. He looks great. He is ripped up. His body fat's way down. He's moving really well, playing with a lot of confidence right now. So we like the four guys that we got.
So the three guys involved in the competition, Wade, Brisker, Sutherland, not much new there. They've all done some good things. We know that. I thought the bigger thing here was Garrett Taylor and building a little bit more hype for what he can do this season. I thought an underrated performance by him as a redshirt junior last year.
Yeah.
He could play a leadership role. He can be an impact safety, and I think it's worth noting that going into the year.
Yeah, me too. I think that when you look at that battle, it's fascinating because one of those guys is going to be the starter, but I think they're all going to get starter like chances in the first three games of the non-conference schedule to really try and split up the opportunity to get in actual games to figure out who is the best guy to play that position the majority of the time come the start of the Big Ten slate.
So there you go. We got more from James Franklin coming. We're going to circle back to the offensive line and what they're working on this training camp. Stick around.
It's time to get undomesticated. It's time for Labatt Blue. Time to get off the couch and on the beach, on the trails, on the lake, onto what you love doing best. Get in touch with your adventurous side. Get out the ATV, the tent, the sunscreen. Get out the cooler and fill it high with Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light, because nothing goes better with the great outdoors. It's time to get up, get out, get undomesticated. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Beer, Labatt USA, Buffalo, New York.
Hey, Penn State fans, here is your chance to take something off your bucket list. That's right, GoPSURV is offering a full range of RV setups ready for a weekend of great tailgating at their Lions Den, which is the closest single-game RV overnight lot to Beaver Stadium. You can arrive anytime Friday afternoon. Stay until Sunday morning, avoiding all that traffic. Don't miss this unique opportunity. Go online to GoPSURV.com and reserve your RV today. 409 Tailgate Club proudly introduces our tailgate wines. Like our great sauces and rubs, you'll enjoy our wines at your next cookout, tailgate, or even as a great gift for that fan of the blue and white. Speaking of blue and white, you've got to try our award-winning Sapphire Blue made from pure blueberry juice. Or how about our Old Main Pinot Grigio and 1855 Vidal? Go to tailgatewine.com and find all our PA preferred wines. That's tailgatewine.com.